eye makeup. Eye makeup is so modern, isn't it? Yet the Egyptians used it thousands of years ago, and the Israelites used it during the biblical times. The Arabian women used it. Their eyes were all they had to show, but they sure made the most of it. Today it is important that we have the natural look, but that isn't the look we get up with in the morning. It takes a little more doing. And the Cleopatra look is out entirely, but it never was for streetwear. Makeup should be attractive, not startling. Aren't the eyes the first thing you usually notice when you see someone else? And since first impressions are the most lasting, why not make the best first impression that you can? Maybe the reason you don't wear eye makeup is the same reason I didn't. I didn't know how until someone passed along some suggestions that were very easy to follow. Let me share some of them with you. In applying eyeshadow, pull the lid taut with one finger, then apply the eyeshadow using the tip of our creamy eyeshadow stick, drawing a line along the top of your upper lid just above the eyelashes. Now set the shadow by gently powdering over it. Whenever possible, wear your shadow to match your costume. Try the turquoise eyeshadow with a blue over it. It's lovely with brighter royal blues, or blue by itself is especially good with darker navy blues. Try green over turquoise for the bright or Kelly greens, and straight green for the forest or darker green shades. Violet over turquoise for light orchid shades, and straight violet for deeper orchid colors. Experiment with the colors yourself. You'll find it's lots of fun. You can use the brown eyeshadow and white pearl for contouring the face. Remember now, use this over your foundation and under your powder. To diminish the size of a feature, put a small line of brown eyeshadow along the feature you wish to diminish. Then blend it until it leaves a faint shadow. Now to emphasize a feature, use the white pearl eyeshadow, and as an artist uses dark lines to diminish and white to emphasize, use the same idea on contouring your face. After all, the Frenchmen do say, there are no ugly women, just those who refuse to make themselves attractive. Now, in our personalized beauty analysis booklet, you can follow the suggestions for your shape of face very easily. It will give you more detailed information and corrective makeup. And your demonstrator will be happy to see that you receive one of these booklets. The next step is the eyeliner. Our slender sable tip brush makes application so easy. The cream cake formulation goes on so smoothly and it doesn't flake or smudge. Moisten your Lady Catherine eyeliner brush and roll the brush lightly on the eyeliner cake. Rolling will form a point on the brush and also picks up the amount of color you want. Close one eye, hold it taut, and draw a thin line of color along the upper lid as close to the lashes as possible. It takes a little experimenting to get it just the way you like it. But remember the first time you used lipstick? Practice makes perfect. The next step is the eyebrow. The eyebrow is considered the frame of your face. And as an expensive frame improves the appearance of any picture, the proper eyebrow does the same for the face. To shape your brow, brush the brow toward your nose and then smooth it back in an upward and outward direction to find its correct line. Now, why do you go in an upward and outward direction? If you want a clown to look sad, you bring the brows down and the mouth down. Isn't that true? And we're supposed to be happy about this whole thing. Now remove all the stray hairs under the brow and above it. And then take your soft Lady Catherine eyebrow pencil, rest it on the corner of your nose, let it right toward the ceiling, and place a dot where the pencil meets your brow. Do this with the other brow, and then remove any stray hairs between them. With the pencil at a 45-degree angle to your nose, right across the corner of your eye, placing a dot again. Between these two dots, your brow should be with its highest arch over the outside of your pupil. Then fill in the brow with short hair-like strokes. If you prefer the soft, natural look of the brush-on brow color, stroke the brush on the cake and then brush the color on the brow. Your brow should resemble your hair color, and in order to achieve the effect you desire, you may wish to use two shades and blend them. For the basic shade, choose the color closest to your hair color and blend this with the shade of your hair highlights. The finishing touches to the eye is mascara. Have you ever had trouble putting on mascara? I sure did. What I didn't get in my eye, I got on my lid. Now here's a real simple secret. Hold your head erect. Hold a mirror down so you're forced to glance down into the mirror. Open your mouth and this will steady your eye. Apply the Matacara mascara to the upper lashes only, unless you want your eyes to look smaller. The Matacara is also a lash builder and will actually add to the length of your lashes. Now always tap the case against a hard surface each time you use it to keep the creamy fluid well blended. Let it dry a few moments and then put on a second coat for that extra luxurious looking lashes. The Matacara not only adds to the length of your lashes, but it curls the lashes, separates, and darkens them. It makes looking into your eyes an unforgettable experience. Lipstick is the last step in your facial makeup. But don't you hate to see a girl in an orange dress and red lipstick? Or a red dress and orange lipstick? It is not always easy to have a lipstick for every outfit, but by learning to custom blend, you can have lipstick to harmonize with any outfit you wear. Try our May Rose lipstick with the Toffee Rose over it for that new cranberry shade. Or the Toffee Rose over the Neat Peach for the burnt orange effect. The Neat Peach and Honey for the beige look. Pink and Toffee for the orchid. Or Yum Plum for the hot pinks and violet shades. Use the White Pearl lipstick over or under any of the lipsticks to give that lovely iridescent look. There are so many combinations, and it's so much fun to do. In the back of our Magic Makeup booklet, you will find a custom color blending chart with suggestions of blending many shades. In using two or more colors, use the darker shade to outline the lips and the lighter to fill in. Have fun. Color, of course, is important, but even more important is your fragrance. You're not completely dressed unless you wear fragrance. You should be most careful in selecting a fragrance that is right for you. In trying out the different types of fragrances, spray some on the inside of your wrist with your head turned aside. Now rub your wrist together, letting the oil of the perfume combine with the oils of your skin. Then wait a few moments and then sniff it. You know, of course, you wear cologne around your waist or where you wear anything tight, and in the crease of your arm or the crease of your knee. You even spray some on the hemline of your skirt. Delightful, isn't it? Now, perfume is a little different. Do not wear it behind your ear because there is just bone there, but just below the ear where the heat pulse is and in the hollow of your neck. Now, put some on a small ball of cotton and tuck it under your bra. Have you ever noticed that when some women pass by, they leave an elusive trail of delicate fragrance? Do you say, why can't I do that? The reason behind it is they wear what is called a signature fragrance. This comes from using items of the same fragrance. Their cologne, perfume, bath oil, dusting powder, soap, and sachet are all of the same fragrance. They even carry a roll-on type of perfume in their purse for touch-ups. We carry a complete line of coordinated fragrances. But if you wear the same scent all the time, you know that you no longer can smell it and neither can your husband or boyfriend? You need more than one. More than one fragrance, that is. Change your fragrance to your mood. Now, if you feel sophisticated today, wear the Lady Catherine. But if you feel slightly wicked, the Slightly Wicked fragrance, of course. If the mood is exotic, the Ming Jade. If the mood is sultry and languorous, the fabulous, mystical Cast a Spell. But for your own true love, wear the one and only Legend of Love. All the makeup in the world will not hide an unhappy disposition. What we think is mirrored on our face. So remember, you are what you think. Think beautiful.